This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. And on our second hour of the show, our guests are going to be Freeman Edgerman and Jocko Sims. They're, of course, with New Amsterdam, a TV show that has done very, very well for NBC. And they're in another season right now at a new time, I might add. Later on in the hour, our friend Dirk Blocker, an actor that is great, a really great actor, but he left acting for a while to go teach elementary school. I give him a lot of credit for that. He's got a new children's book out that we're going to be talking about. And, of course, he is the son of Dan Blocker from Bonanza. Michael Haney will be joining us. We're going to talk about how we can help veterans get back into society after serving our country on this Veterans Day weekend. And we'll be talking about teen safety driving with Sarah Robinson. This hour is all happening with Ron Segi today. Hi, this is Ron Segi, and I want to share an experience I had. I'm a classic automobile enthusiast, and recently I wanted to change the color of one of my most treasured and rare cars. I got a quote to have it painted and almost fainted. The cost was terrible, and they couldn't guarantee satisfaction. That's when I called SignZoo. I had seen expensive cars like Bentleys, Lamborghinis, Rolls Royces, Cadillacs, Mercedes, vinyl wrapped, and they looked better than paint and more resistant to the elements and a whole lot less expensive. SignZoo explained to me that paint replacement, you can make a green car red with finishes that cannot be achieved with paint. Some of these wraps include carbon fiber, camouflage, 3D, and embossed textures. And boat owners, SignZoo wraps more boats than anyone in the country. They're licensed, insured, and professionals service the country nationwide. And their warranty in the industry is the best. Check out their website at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com. And make your car or boat pop with a new look.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
We are back nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today. New time this season, Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock Eastern on NBC. With the New Amsterdam now in a new season. And joining us right now from the show is Freema Edgerman.
Oh, yay!
Edgerman. Phonetically figured that out like we would use in Italian, agita.
Well done.
And Jocko Sims. Hey, guys, welcome to the show and congratulations on this new venture.
Thank you so much. How are you doing today, Ron?
I'm doing good, and we're off to a great start with a great week with two great guests. You play Jocko, Dr. Floyd Reynolds, and Freema Edgerman. I'm going to say that 1,000 times today. Dr. Helen Sharp.
Correct.
And now, you know, I meant what I said. When I saw the trailers for this, I thought, this is going to be it. This is going to be the season for an exceedingly successful show. Now, this is actually inspired by a memoir called 12 Patients, Life and Death at Bellevue Hospital, which really is a hospital, by Dr. Eric Meinheimer. Tell us about the premise of this, how the whole thing got started. And we'll start with Freema Edgerman, because Freema Edgerman is the name that I'm going to be talking about all day today. Okay.
Brilliant. Yes, so you're exactly right. Our show is based on the memoir by Dr. Eric Meinheimer, who was the chief medical director at Bellevue for 15 years. And a lot of the things that you see in the pilot, he actually really did. You know, he moved in there to try and restore the hospital to its former glory, and he did fire the whole cardiac department, and he was really trying to make changes to improve the environment and the situation within the hospital, and also fundamentally return to putting the patient first. You know, it's about care. It's about trying to do the best for the people who are vulnerable and sick, and trying to sort of distance away from the bureaucracy and the red tape and everything else that comes along with the very complicated healthcare system. So yes, we are based on his memoir, and he in fact is one of the patients in his memoir, because he was battling cancer while he was trying to run this institution. So it's really interesting to get at that perspective from both sides of the line.
When was he there? What years?
He was there in 97. We got to do some math now, for 15 years. So I think 97 to 2000, and is that 12? Yeah, 2012.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I would be remiss, and I'm sorry if I'm asking a question that I should know, but is he still alive?
Oh, yes, and he's a producer on the show.
Oh, okay.
And he battled cancer, and he won, and he's there. And he's there with us, and he's informing us. He's such a gift, actually, because he's so easy to talk to, and he's so erudite and so articulate and so informed, and he's there to inform us from the micro, you know, how to hold a needle, if you like, all the way up until the kind of socio-political commentary, you know, that the kind of, he's kind of looking at society through the prism of the healthcare system. He's quite an amazing, amazing man.
Now, is Dr. Mannheimer's character on the show Dr. Max Goodwin?
Yes, it is loosely based on Max Goodwin, who was played by Ryan Eggel.
Yeah.
If you remember him from The Blacklist, he's a terrific actor.
No, he's been on our show several times.
Oh,
Ryan's a good guy.
There you go. You know him personally, Ron. Yeah. No, he's fantastic, and he's just great in this character. He's got a subtleness to him, a reality to him that I think that a lot of people are going to gravitate towards. But, yes, that is the character that's based on, and much like it, you find out in the trailer and on the show that Max Goodwin also has cancer. So just the idea that this man was going around and being more concerned about the system and how broken it was and the patients while he was battling cancer is remarkable within itself, and it's just so great for us to be able to tell this story and be a part of it. And I think that's what makes it stand out from the rest of the hospital dramas you see every week. We're based on a true story. There's a lot of heart into it. We put a lot of research into our characters. I got to meet I play the head of the cardiac surgical department, and I got to meet the head of the cardiac surgical department, Dr. Norma Keller, who is at Bellevue. So we each got to sit down with our respective doctors and learn a lot, and we're bringing on the best we can to each of these episodes every week.
That's great. And, of course, the hospital we're talking about, Bellevue, is a real hospital, but when we bring in the Max Goodwin character, which is, of course, Dr. Mannheimer, then we start talking about how the main character, Max, all of a sudden thinks outside the box to an institution that's understaffed, underfunded, underappreciated, however, can treat Ebola patients, prisoners from Rikers, and the President of the United States all at one shot there under one roof.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like when people hear Bellevue, they just associate it with the psychiatric element of its history, but it's quite remarkable in that it pioneered so many firsts. It, you know, the first C-section was performed there, the first maternity ward, the first nursing school, the first, you know, pacemaker was developed there. When you walk through those halls, there's these 8-foot-tall banners of all of the wonderful things that they have achieved. It's quite an institution, actually. Yeah. And as you say, you know, they have their own prison ward there, which means they can treat patients from Rikers. They have their own courtroom, which means they can kind of, you know, get things through the legislation more directly and more quickly. So it's quite formidable, really.
Is it difficult, and do you have to learn medical terms?
Yes. Every week the writers challenge themselves by seeing if they can make it more difficult for us.
I'm sure they do.
These amazing terms. And, you know, actually we get a Dropbox every week emailed to us with a doctor, perhaps Dr. Mannheimer or a nurse, who pronounces it for us, if you will, and we'll just listen and learn that way. But, you know, through practice, I think we're shooting now episode 7. We're getting better and better at it.
Oh, well, that's good. Now, Freema, for a second, this is not a strange environment for you, because you played a role on Doctor Who, did you not?
Yes, I did. And actually, though, Martha was still studying. So, Helen is qualified.
Yeah, no, you're in good
shape. So, yeah, it feels like an evolution, really, in that.
and other roles, The Carrie Diaries and Netflix Sense 8 and Law & Order UK, and television credits Old Jack's Boat, Survivors, and of course on the big screen, Rulers and Dealers and North vs. South. And I don't think it's any secret, other than the fact that you have this great London accent, that you're from jolly old England.
I am from jolly old England. It's so, you know, I've had a great, I feel very lucky and very blessed. I've had a great amount of success in the last couple of years with the roles that I have had the opportunity and the good fortune to be able to play. I mean, the most recent one being on Netflix was Sense8, and I feel like that was such a pivotal role for me and in my career and in my life, actually. I learned so much and developed and grew so much. But yeah, I was playing an American in that role, so it does feel nice to have the opportunity to work here in my native tongue, as it were.
Yeah, that's great. And Jocko, actor, writer, producer, you were in Dreamgirls, Jarhead, The Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, the Star series Crash, The Last Ship, Masters of Sex, on television with Grey's Anatomy, NCIS, Burn Notice, CIS, Bones. And you got a couple of projects now being developed for television and the big screen. But I understand that you produce music and manage music artists. Now, I'm a singer and tour with a 15-piece orchestra. Maybe you and I can collaborate on a couple of things. You know what I'm saying?
You got a deep voice. You know, it kind of reminds me a little bit of Barry White. Maybe we can get some R&B tracks going together.
Baby, come on, baby. Come on, baby.
There it is. You know. I got an ear for talent. I'm trying to tell you. But yeah, Ron, I've been blessed. You read off that list. I feel quite old. Thank you. And The Last Ship is also airing this fall, too, so I'm really proud about that. It comes out on Sundays on TNT. So.
Wow, that's great. Well, I meant what I said to both of you in the beginning, that I think this is going to be a season hit. I really do. This has got all the ingredients, and it's television that is true. And you don't really find sometimes, you find things that are based on stories, but very seldom you find a true story on a television series. And this has it, my friends. It is called New Amsterdam. It stars our two guests, Freema Agyeman.
Amazing.
And Jocko Sims. Hey, Jocko and Freema, please, and I mean this sincerely, join us again. You are a great guest, and I hope to devil that you do very well. And please tell Ryan that I said hello, but I think I really mean it. I think this is going to be a season hit for you, my friends. Okay, great.
Thank you, Ron, so much.
Thank you, Jocko. Okay, bye-bye. In its second season, doing extremely well, New Amsterdam. And the time this season is 10 o'clock Eastern Time, Tuesday nights on NBC. That's Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock Eastern Time on NBC, New Amsterdam. Little reminder to you, check out our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. When you get to that site, push the little icon that says Listen Live, and you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We're going to pause for just a moment, but there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Nationwide and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. Our next guest with us, not only a great actor, but he's making his literary debut with a new book out right now called Master and the Little Monk. Joining us right now is Dirk Blocker. Hi, Dirk. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Ron. I appreciate you. I'm glad to be here.
I saw this book, and I was blown away. I did not realize that you had such a strong passion for youngsters, and you went back to school after so much success in the entertainment business so that you could teach elementary through high school between acting projects. That's great. Tell us about what made you do that, Dirk, before we talk about the book.
Well, you know, there was something that I think had kind of been missing, but I couldn't quite put my finger on it, but my wife was able to. She said, for years I've heard you say that if you had one regret was that you started working right out of high school, and you never had the college experience. And then I kind of realized, well, that was because that's something my dad emphasized so strongly in my life. So things weren't just flying off. The phone wasn't just ringing off the hook. I was getting a job occasionally here and there, and I wasn't pursuing it as strongly as I had when I was younger. And so I said, well, if I were younger, and she said, well, you're going to be 50 years old with a degree or without a degree. It's up to you. So she's always right. So I listened to her, went back to school, and struggled through math and some of the science work, but really enjoyed the experience a lot. And then afterwards got my teaching credential and started teaching school. Loved it. Enjoyed the experience very much.
What happens on a student's face when they walk in the classroom and they see Dirk Blocker as their teacher? I mean, it's got to be a little bit of a shocker at first, don't you think?
Well, to tell you the truth, outside of the theater arts departments or the film and television department, some of those people knew who I was. But, you know, largely, to tell you the truth, a lot of the young people were, they just knew I was Mr. B or Mr. Blocker. They didn't put two and two together quite often. So that, and actually, I kind of preferred that, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, sure.
It meant I didn't have that to deal with. I could just be who I am,
right,
and present myself as a teacher.
Well, let's talk about this book. Okay, first of all, who did the drawings in it? Because they're really very well done.
I am so thrilled. Eric Scottness is the young man's name. He was an artist who worked on the show, on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, the show I'm here in.
Sure.
And we became kind of friends over time. And so when I set out to do this, I thought, I need an illustrator. I think this book really could use some illustrations. I mentioned that to him, thinking he might recommend someone. And he said, well, do you mind if I read the story? And I said, no, here, read it. He came back and said, I would love to do this. And I
really?
Said, oh, well, great. And he said, but I've never done it before. And I said, well, I've never published a book before, so we're both in this together. Let's do it.
Well, the point I like about the story is it applies so much to youngsters who have problem not being in the in crowd. A lonely young boy who is befriended by a unique mentor, if you will. I don't want to give any of the stuff away because it ruins the whole idea. Maybe you can describe it better without tipping the scale as to what happens.
You're doing a great job, Ron. I appreciate it, and that's exactly right. Life has dealt this young man some challenges that are a little more significant probably than most of us experience, and that leads to loneliness. He is an outcast where he lives, but his joy for life and his loving nature really inspires this other character who witnesses his comings and goings, inspires him to kind of take him under his wing, so to speak. So I'll just see if I can help you a little bit without telling the young man he's helping him. And they go on a journey together, basically. And through it, the young man learns a lot about his life and about who he is, and also about where maybe the purpose he has on this earth.
I think that's probably a message that is very good for the youth today. It probably has been very good for the youth for 1,000 years. We just don't recognize it as much as we do today when we hear in the news about children who seem to be, like, not in with the in crowd. And the peer pressure at a young age is brutal, is it not?
It's incredible. As a teacher, I saw a lot of that, and in fact, one of the things I would try to influence my students to consider is that you don't have to decide right today, what is it, what am I going to do with my life, who am I going to be? I know you're getting a lot of pressure from your parents and from people to make a decision about what college you're going to and this and the other, and I said, that's understandable, and you do have to consider the realities of the earth, but I said, but most of us spend our entire lives trying to figure out what is our purpose here.
Mm-hmm.
What are we here? Because every one of us has a unique quality that lends itself to our fellow human beings. And, you know, sometimes it takes a long, long time. Sometimes we're in our elderly age before we actually find it.
Right.
That search, that journey, is really what life is all about. That's really more important than success. I've known a lot of terribly successful people who weren't very happy because they hadn't really discovered, what do I have to offer that's really unique and important to my fellow humanity.
Yeah, you know, and unfortunately, when you're going through that climb to whether it's the top, the middle, where you ever end up, is that you don't know what's going to happen, and you always think that, boy, you know, I'm never going to make it or, you know, be financially successful or anything. You know, I want to talk about your remarkable career. You started as a contract player at Universal while still in high school. You mentioned the fact that your Brooklyn Nine-Nine series, Detective Hitchcock on Fox, is a critically acclaimed comedy series, but I go down everything that you have done. It's really amazing. Little House on the Prairie, also MASH, Newhart, Criminal Minds, ER, Matlock, there's Johnny. List goes on and on, including Baba Black Sheep. Did you play on that when Red West was in that series?
I did. I was on that show from the pilot to the last episode. It was a great experience, and yes, Red West joined us, I think, in the second season, as I recall. Mm-hmm. I think that's when he joined the show. So I got to know Red. What a terrific guy.
Yeah.
And he brought incredible stories with him, and his work was just terrific. He really, he enhanced the show quite a bit.
Yeah, he had some great stories, and of course, we lost him last year. You know, Dirk, I'm going to say something here, and I say this complimentary, okay, so please accept it as that. A lot of times, we remember where we were when major things happened, when Kennedy was assassinated, the 9/11, Elvis died. I can still remember, as it was yesterday, where I was and what I was doing when I learned of the death of your father.
Well, that's an incredible compliment, I suspect.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
I certainly do. Of course,
sure.
Naturally, I'll never forget.
Sure.
But I have people say things like that to me, and it's never a burden for me to hear that. It's always it's uplifting because it's great to know that my dad touched as many people as he did.
Oh, yeah, I think more than a lot of people imagine, probably more than he imagined, too, I would assume. Well, Dirk, you are a great guest. You really are, and I wish you much luck with this, Master and the Little Monk. There will be other literary items that will be coming out under your heading?
Well, I love to write, and
good.
So we'll just see. You know, I it's a very therapeutic endeavor for me, and I enjoy the process. So if I'm moved to put something else out there, if I feel like something out there is worth sharing, I will.
Well, Dirk, I hope that you get moved, because I tell you, this is a nice piece of work. I'm actually going to get two copies, one for my granddaughter and one for my grandson. I really think it's
perfect.
I really mean that.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron. I really, really appreciate it.
You're a great guest. Would you please come back and join us again, Dirk?
I would love to.
Okay, let's make a date of it. And congratulations on Master and the Little Monk, the latest book by our guest, Dirk Blocker, a star in his own right, and, of course, the son of the great Dan Blocker. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is promising to release a transcript, possibly on Tuesday, of another call with Ukraine's President Zelensky.
Read the transcript. You'll see the call. Now I'll give you a second transcript because I actually had two calls with the President of Ukraine. So you'll read the second call and you'll tell me if you think there's anything wrong with it.
What was discussed during a call between the leaders in July prompted the impeachment inquiry. The president says the U.S. will always get tariffs, but the trade talks with China are coming along, and he's open to making a deal, but only if it's the right deal for America.
Just so you understand, China forever never paid us 10 cents. Now we have literally, we will soon have literally hundreds of billions of dollars coming in from China. We never got anything from China.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgie today, and that is one of the most beautiful voices in our business today. This is a voice from heaven, part of a brand new CD out right now called Him. Joining us right now, Sarah Brightman. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm well. And yourself?
I'm doing marvelous now that you are here. And I meant what I said. You, by far, have the most beautiful soprano voice. It comes from heaven. I don't know how you got it, but, boy, you got to thank the heavens above because it is sensational.
Believe me, I do thank the heavens above. I mean, I've had a wonderful career, and I feel very grateful and lucky for it, actually. I know it's a lot of hard work, but that doesn't matter because there's always a beautiful result in that I seem to be making people happy. So I feel good.
Well, you should feel good, and we thank you for feeling good because you're making us feel good. Now, before we start talking about the new CD, which I'm fascinated with, Sarah works so hard. She started a South American, Mexico, and Puerto Rican tour in November, and that it ends on January 26th. Then on January 30th, a North American tour that takes her all the way through March. And these are like a day apart. How do you do this, Sarah?
Between my tours, I have a lot of time in between. Sometimes, you know, I don't tour for about 4 years. In that time, I'm able to obviously do my work on my next album and do a little bit of promotion. But the thing that I have most is time to actually work on my voice with different vocal teachers. At the end of the day, apart from the metaphysical, the heavenly part of the voice, there's the physical part of the voice.
Sure.
It is a muscle. The only way I can put it is if somebody works really, really hard in the gym with trainers, continually working on something physically, obviously at the end of that, they're going to be quite powerful and they're going to be able to sort of go and run a marathon or do whatever they're doing. Well, it's a little bit like that with a voice. So I have that time in between to become vocally powerful, very strong, know exactly what I'm doing with the music that I'm going to sing for so many concerts. So that's kind of how it works, why you design the strength for it. Afterwards, I'm a mess for a while, and it takes me a long time to sort of recuperate, but it's the only way I can do it, really, to get out and perform for people in that way.
Whatever you're doing, boy, don't stop doing it. Now, this new CD, Him, this is an amazing look at this new station in life for you. This has no traditional religious songs, has very uplifting songs, and took 2 years to record. You did this in Hamburg, Miami, London, Vancouver, Los Angeles, New York, and Budapest. Why did it take all those cities to put together this great piece of art?
I was working on lots of different things at that time, and I was working with some different vocal trainers, and so they were dotted in different parts of the world, and other things that were coming into my life. So actually, I sort of looked at the positive, because sometimes travel isn't so great for the voice, and actually doing it in different places, I actually added different textures to the song, in that, for example, there's one piece, I think it's Better Is One Day, that I recorded with two choirs. One was a Christian choir in Los Angeles, and the other one was a very kind of British choir that I worked with in Abbey Road. We mixed the two kind of types and textured voices together, and it actually made a very interesting sound, because both choirs had a totally different sound.
Yeah.
So that in itself made the album actually more interesting. As I said, there were lots of different reasons why I needed to travel at that time, but in the end, it actually was a good thing for the album.
Tell us how the collaboration between you and Frank Peterson came about on this, because you had kind of laid back a little bit, and he wanted to really coach you into doing this. Tell us how that all came about, Sarah.
I'd come off the out of the space program. I was in the middle of Russia training to be a cosmonaut for a long time, and I'd sort of been in and out of the training for about, I don't know, probably about 4 years, and I decided to come out of it for all sorts of reasons, and I needed to collect myself and get myself back into the world, get myself back into being Sarah Brightman, the singer, and I found a little house on a beach in a hot place and to go and stay in and get myself together, and I asked an opera singer friend who's also a vocal coach if he'd come and work with me, which he did, and for many months we just worked on my voice, on music, on getting everything back into running again. And Frank called me, my producer, and said, you know, I do think that you need to start recording again and doing things. You're in a good place. And he said, what do you want to do? And and I said, I want to work with human beings' voices, lots of them, not just mine. So we started working on researching all the choir songs and choirs and what my voice, how my voice would fit into various pieces that had been worked, that worked for choirs and instrumental pieces. And after 2 years of research, we came up with the sort of songs and the ideas for him and just started to work. So that's why it took a while to do the album. And it was a different way of working for me. But it was actually a very, very beautiful journey, because I experienced lots of things through the research and found out stuff I didn't know. And it resulted actually in a very, very positive piece of work. Not only in listening to the album, but the tour. I'd just done the South American part of the tour. And the audiences are rocking in there. They just are going crazy about the look of this, the sound of my voice, everything that's happening in there. So I'm really, really looking forward to getting to North America and doing this, because I think audiences are going to enjoy it.
I tell you, you do a lot of dates here where we originate our show in Orlando, and I'm going to be at several of them. Now, you brought up a subject here that was very interesting to me about wanting to be launched on a future orbital space flight at the International Space Station. Now, as I mentioned in the beginning, you have a voice from heaven. Apparently, you're getting want to get closer to it to see where it actually... How did you get interested in that, Sarah? I mean, that is so diverse from what you are known for and your talent.
Well, I was a child of the 60s, and, you know, when you're like sort of 8 years old and you're watching the first man land on the moon on your TV set, it opened up all sorts of possibilities in my little brain at that time. And I started to concentrate more on my work, my dancing, my singing, all the things that I was doing there, because I kind of understood from it, and what I took from it is that actually you can be brought up in a little town outside of London, and the perspectives are nice, but you don't quite know where anything's going to take you. Suddenly I thought, actually, I can do anything. These people, they've managed to do that. They've managed to get, a craft to the moon and human beings. So we can all do wonderful things in life. So it changed my perspective on things. From that time, I did have a complete fascination for space. I didn't necessarily want to go there because I didn't know that one ever could, really. But the opportunity came up much later in life. And I went for all the exams and tests half thinking, oh, I'm never going to get through this. I'm not that great at math, and I won't be physically strong enough, mentally strong enough. And I passed everything with sort of really high marks. So I thought, well, there's something in this. So I went further and further until I found myself training as a cosmonaut and getting through all my tests again. So I was obviously a natural at it. It was a kind of a little bit of fate there, fascination, a little bit of need, a mixture of things that I ended up in that position.
You are such a talented lady, Sarah. I really mean this. The new album is out right now, Him, and we can go to your website and check all the dates that you're going to be now in North America starting on the 30th of January, right?
Yes, that's right.
Sarah, this has been a real treat for us. You are a talented director.
Oh, that's lovely of you. Thank you.
Really, it's really. And Time to Say Goodbye is a tearjerker that I could listen. I listened to it before we went on the air. What a gorgeous song. And you are a gorgeous and talented lady. And please come back and join us again.
I will. And that was a lovely interview. Thank you so much for asking me lovely questions.
And I hope that when you're in Orlando, I'll come backstage and say hello to you.
Please do that.
Okay. Thanks, Sarah. Thank you so much. What a talent. Sarah Brightman, her new CD is out right now, Him, and there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this when they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow, they pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Today, live all across the USA and around the world, our next topic is very, very serious, and it's one that's been around for many, many years. In fact, I actually believe that it would probably be easier to find world peace in every corner of the world than to solve this problem completely. Automobile crashes rank number one as killer of teens in our country, with over 12 million teens driving today. It's important to talk about that, even though sometimes it goes on deaf ears. Joining us right now is tire safety expert, professional test driver, racer enthusiast, and teen driver instructor, talking about this week, which is National Teen Driver Week, Sarah Robinson. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron. Thank you so much for having me.
Every generation goes through this over and over and over again, and the only time that you really understand it is when you come of a certain age. But, boy, no matter what you tell your children, no matter what you've been told as a teenager, it just goes on deaf ears. What do we do?
Well, we have to keep chipping away at it, and it's just taking a piece at a time. Like you mentioned, car crashes are still the number one killer of teens in the U.S., and Michelin has unearthed some studies that that indicate that in teen crashes, 12% of them are due to tired-related issues, and that is absolutely unacceptable. And that's something where we can try to make a difference. And we recognize that it's not really top of mind for teens or even for their parents. And that's why in Teen Driver Safety Week, we've launched a new contest called Penny for a Free Ride, because what's really important to teens right now are things like, where am I going to go to college, or how am I going to pay for it, or what kind of car am I going to drive? They're absolutely not thinking about what are the tires on that car, much less are they doing anything more than holding air. What we want to do is take this opportunity to encourage teens to check their tires for their condition, make sure that they're in good shape, and then at the same time kind of make it a little bit more interactive. And we know everybody's on social media nowadays, so why not grab a picture or a video of you checking your tires, post it, hashtag Penny for a Free Ride, and then you've accomplished two things. One, you're getting entered in the contest to win a $100,000 scholarship to school.
Wow.
And just made yourself safer by checking your tires. One of the reasons it's called Penny for a Free Ride, use this penny in order to check the tread depth of our tires, because the tread depth is really important for dealing with standing water in the road, or as we go into the winter, do you want to make sure that you have adequate tread depth to deal with the snow and the water on the road. So the way that we do this is you take a penny and you turn it upside down so that Abe Lincoln is facing downward, and then you place it vertically in each one of the tread grooves across the face of the tire to see how deep the tread depth is. If the tread depth is 2/32 of an inch or less, then you can see the top of Abe Lincoln's head. If you see the top of his head, it's time to purchase new tires because you don't have adequate tread to deal with what's standing on the road. And then while you're down there, you might as well check the pressure, because that is equally important for the performance of the tire, both in wet performance, dry, the longevity of the tire. We want you to do it before you drive the tires and build heat. Your pressure and your tread depth are two very important things. So again, we just want to take this opportunity to educate teens a little bit more about it and have them try it themselves and then show it to us.
Those are outstanding indications every teen should be aware of. The problem is they just want to get in the car and drive. Today, there's a plethora of technology. When I was a teenager, the only thing I was changing the stations on the radio, which was bad enough. But, I mean, there are so many things, you know, getting enough sleep, trying to eliminate any horseplay in the car if there's more than one person in there. I mean, there's so many things that teenagers need to know about. And, you know, when I was in high school back in 1852, they used to do at graduation time, they used to put a wrecked car on the front lawn of the high school to show exactly what a car looks like that has taken the life of somebody, scare these kids at graduation time, and they did.
Right, and I mean, here's the thing. The reason that teens are more prone to get into crashes, I mean, there are a number of reasons. You talk about the distractions in the vehicle, and the distraction isn't always what we assume. You know, it's not always the cell phone. Sometimes it's turning the cup of coffee so that the spout is facing you, or the other people in the car are just as distracting as anything else. The thing about it is driving is not a right. It's a privilege and it's a responsibility. One of the things that is so challenging is driving takes experience. And that's why we always encourage teens or their parents to send their kids to like a car control school where you can learn a little bit more and gain some experience behind the wheel and know what to do, or train your hands and your feet of what to do in that oh my God situation. The most important thing is situational awareness. So your brain and your eyes are the most important tools that you have available to you as a driver. Again, you're not just steering a car, you're driving a car. And so that is a very active verb that requires paying attention, anticipating rather than reacting. And so we always encourage, one, for parents to set the right example. People remember what they see. And to your point about what they used to do, and I think some schools are still doing this, and if they don't, maybe they should, showing the wrecked cars and the severity and the reality of it. Unfortunately, right now, the kind of instant that teens experience where they realize that driving is a big deal is unfortunately maybe when they lose a friend or a classmate.
Right.
And so we want to start to reduce those numbers. We don't want to wait until somebody gets hurt for people to realize this is a big deal. And that's where it comes in, building the team's database, building the experience. And a lot of that comes from parents setting a good example and then actually teaching them. When you go out and you get your picture or your video of checking your tires, kids, drag your parents out there with you. Make sure that they know how to do it too. Making people aware in a proactive way rather than a reactive way after something terrible has happened.
Yeah, and I think there should probably be more schooling discussing the aspects that you have just mentioned about the tire pressure and the checks and everything else, not just a few questions about a stoplight and a stop sign and a little bit of driving of how to park a car. I think there needs to be more. You're driving a weapon for all intents and purposes. Is there a website that we can go to learn more about this?
I would encourage everybody to check out beyondthedrivingtest.com. It's got all the information about the Penny for a Free Ride contest, how you enter, and then it's got the information about how to check the tires and a little bit more on tire safety so that everybody can get something out of this and make each other safer.
Great. And our guest has been tire safety expert, professional test driver, race enthusiast. You're the perfect woman. You know that, don't you? Sarah Robinson. Thanks, Sarah.
Appreciate it, Ron. Very nice to talk to you.
Anytime you want to come back and talk about it, let me know, because I went through this with my sons. My father went through it with me. And I'm sure one day if I live long enough, my grandchildren will go through it. But I can remember my father preaching to me, and I said, don't get in my face about this thing, you know.
Then, right.
And then later on, you become very cognizant of it, and at that point, it could be too late. In my case,
it could be too late, yeah. It's just building the database, right. Building it early.
Thank you, Sarah. Please come back.
Thanks, Ron. Bye-bye.
And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
RV, truck, or boat look faded or perhaps has some minor surface scratches? Painting a vehicle is very expensive and permanent. That's why I recommend SignZoo. SignZoo is the nation's premier vinyl design and wrap company. A 3M vinyl wrap can outlive a painted vehicle by years, and it can be removed at any time without damaging the original finish. Licensed, insured, the best warranty in the business, and over 20 years experience is just a few reasons to choose SignZoo. Whether a wrap to promote your business or change the color of your car, RV, truck, or boat, a vinyl wrap is less expensive and more versatile than paint. And remember, SignZoo services the country nationwide for your convenience. Visit their website today at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com. And get ready for a brand new look. That's going to put our wrapper on things on Ron Sedgy today on this extended weekend. Veterans Day coming up this Monday. Please remember what that's all about, my friends, okay? Very important. I want to thank my guests, John Schneider, James Burton, Ben Feldman from Superstore, Freeman Agyeman and Jocko Sims from the TV show New Amsterdam, actor Dirk Blocker, Michael Haney talking about veterans, and Sarah Robinson. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.